True. Maybe all you need is love, because your ability to maintain close relationships is the greatest survival skill, according to my next guest. Science is now showing that a loving and close relationship with your spouse is not only a great benefit to life, but it's necessary for healthy living. Studio 5 relationship contributor Dr. Matt Townsend wants you to start down a path of emotional closeness.
Yes.
I am all in on this topic. You say it's what a lot of your clients are coming to you wanting.
I'm screaming for it.
What are the benefits of this emotional closeness we're going to talk about?
The power of it is that you actually relax because you know you're loved and you know you're safe and it's not conditional. So you live longer, you recover faster, you accomplish more, you're more your real self. So you get to actually magnify your own strengths and talents instead of trying to be something that you're not. Mm. So in a lot of ways, it just allows you to relax in your life.
How would you describe emotional connectivity? Like, what is that exactly?
So if you think about it, and by the way, the scary and awesome thing about this is that the hardest moments in your life are when you most want just emotional connection. So the death of somebody, the sickness of somebody, when you're really alone and sad, is when you want somebody that can be there, that can just hold you and just sustain you. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're talking about. But what it basically means is that you're safe emotionally with somebody, so I can share what's in my heart. I can share my feelings without you berating them, putting them down. I can be vulnerable with you. I can dare to dream without you poo-pooing something. I can be my best self. I can risk a little bit more. And the outcome of this ability actually increases our intimacy. Mm-hmm. And the intimacy isn't just forged on, we had a great dinner and she bought me flowers and her legs were shaved, so we touched. It's not all the physical stuff.
Yeah.
It's more emotionally, we just are there for each other.
I found myself just thinking as you were describing those hard moments of life, right? Like death or building a business
or losing a business.
Yeah, and a lot of times you hear of couples that don't survive those types of trials. Could that possibly be because this emotional connectivity wasn't there for you in that moment?
And I honestly think as just a society, we don't do this well. Mm. We don't model it well. And remember, I don't think you just go find this. I think you have to forge it. And so the more we are working on it every day, and the big thing about what we're going to talk about is talking about it.
Yeah.
And surfacing it. And some people might immediately laugh at the idea. I don't want any of that. Well, they will eventually. Like when they're dying, when they're sick, when they're alone, they want it. We just don't know how to make it available.
So when you say talk about it, what does that mean? I'm just bringing up a conversation about how I want this emotional closeness?
The first rule is just sit down with your partner and talk to them about the fact that you want more emotional closeness. Like, and they might look at you like, okay, so let's go hug. And you're like, it's not what I mean. But you have to talk about it and make it like something from, make it more tangible. Because it is kind of an intangible thing.
Right, right.
It's a felt need. But we have to talk about it. And then a neat way to talk about it is to go talk about it in a way that it's not negative, but it's positive. I want this because I want to be closer to you. Mm-hmm. I want this because I want us to share a deeper experience in our life than just watching television every night. Mm. I want us to be able to turn it off and sit there not knowing what to do, but still laughing and having fun and being us.
So define it. I imagine this would look maybe a little different for every relationship and every couple.
So you have to kind of sit down and talk to yourself and say, what is the emotional closeness and what does it look like for me? So as you're starting to have the conversation, go back to all the experiences where you felt really close with each other.
Okay.
And positively frame it. So don't frame it as a deficit. Like, you never do this. Frame it as, do you remember when we were at my mom's funeral and this happened and you just held me? That's what I mean by emotional closeness.
Okay, so give them an actual, tangible.
And now all of a sudden they're like, oh, I've done that. I'm good. I can do that.
I'm good at that.
And then now we're starting to define it. But you could make lists. Like, do you remember when we were dating and we would always look back at each other, like Judy, and look in each other's eyes?
Mm-hmm.
That to me makes me feel emotionally close. So if you start to find examples, then write them down. You could even watch people that you really respect and admire, like someone, your spouse's parents.
Mm-hmm.
I really love how your mom and dad, remember that one time we walked in and the TV was off and they were just sitting on the couch talking?
Yeah.
That's what I want with us.
My friends used to make fun of me in high school because I would stop and watch older couples all the time.
No, it's
creepy. Love watching.
It's so creepy.
It is creepy.
But that's
powerful.
But
it's also sweet to watch couples that are still holding hands across the table or still opening the door for each other.
Exactly right.
I love that. You say we should talk about what's getting in the way. What can get in the way of emotional closeness? Start us off.
Our ego.
Okay.
Our insecurity of being vulnerable,
yeah.
Our machismo, mm-hmm. My need to be a stud, my need to be manly, just our timing, our schedule, our history, our habits. There's a lot of stuff that when we're very vulnerable and everything is falling around us, we get more real. And you'll notice when we're more real, we don't usually go to all of these other things.
Yeah.
We have to be real. So go identify. Is it that we don't have the time together? Is it that our egos are getting involved? And mm-hmm. Don't ever say your ego is getting involved. But what is it? Is it our fears that are getting involved? And talk about how our fears make it so maybe we don't do these things.
And then we practice. And you say we practice from the other person's perspective.
Yeah.
Like, how do they want to be emotionally yeah. connected with?
So then you can almost take that list and you can go with it and run with that list and say, I'm going to try it. And then just practice it. And the neatest thing is after you've been practicing it with each other all day, then at night, get in bed, have a little pillow talk and share examples where we felt closer. Share examples where I felt closer to you today.
Where this worked. Yeah.
And so we're highlighting all the good, everything that works.
I love this
Power.
So much. What a good challenge
yeah.
for 2024 to find that emotional closeness that we will need inevitably yeah. later
in life.
And
then we can hand it down and show our kids
yeah.
how to do it.
Matt, thank you
Power.
So much.
You bet.
Hey, I got a really exciting booking the other day.
Yes,
I
you
was
did.
Booked to open Matt Townsend for his
in
Valentine's
the house.
Date night. I'm
yeah.
so excited.
This is going to be huge. So it's on Valentine's night.
Yes.
And we got the name of it now. Okay.
Oh, I'm ready.
It's Becoming One, The Path to Deeper Love.
Yes.
And
yes.
We're going to get into this emotional kind of connection stuff, but it's a great night because you don't have to worry about everything Valentine's-y,
yeah.
but it's really about how you create love. You'll walk away with tools, bring your friends, bring your kids, bring your in-laws, bring everybody that's a little messed up, and we're going to have a big party. It's at Murray High School, 7 to 9. Go check it out at matttownsend.com.
You know what? I didn't know the topic. I'm processing right now. I'm going to go on record. This is my favorite thing that you've talked around it. You haven't actually talked
yeah.
about this before,
yeah.
but this is my favorite topic to
We're
hear you
deep.
Discuss. I'm
yeah,
excited.
It's gonna be awesome.
I'm excited. And no pressure, but Mark's on a business trip over Valentine's Day. So
you might.
You got me and Marty.
Oh, wow.
Will you be my Valentine?
Yeah, sister wise.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'll see you there.
Thanks,
get your tickets on matttownsend.com.